There is someone for everyone. We are the Jetpack Superheroes. We are here for you. On today's show, we have camping, a drawbridge jumper, Confederate monument to Missy Elliott, Foxwoods, Elon Musk, and Cooley's grandma. All this and more on the next Jetpack Supercast. All right, big day, huge day, always another day.
Oh, today is such an amazing day, and thanks again for joining us on the Jetpack Supercast.
That's right, we're live here today, actually, in my house, versus our usual Jetpack headquarters.
Live recorder.
We ended up going camping this weekend.
It sounds like it was a great time, too.
Amazing. We're joined by Cooley of Cooley LLC.
Yes.
Good evening, everyone. How's it going out there?
Cooley broke my heart this weekend when he wasn't there at my campfire.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
It was depressing.
Cooley's time has to be divided in many different ways.
Mm. Could have had one for each half of my heart that was broken. And then Paul broke my heart because he didn't stay at the camp.
Oh, well. All right.
Yeah, Paul,
we should probably go over the fact that there was torrential downpours.
That's irrelevant.
Yes, on Friday night we all arrived and every site we had rented was just had a pond in it.
Free swimming right there.
It was an enlarged puddle. A four inches deep puddle.
In every site except Paul's.
Yeah. So I tried to set up my tent in the middle of the pouring rain. Yep. Was a terrible idea, realized it, and went home like a regular person.
But your site was the least flooded of them all, and you were the only one to leave.
On a hill.
That's correct. So how was camping?
A lot of people left.
Where did you guys sleep on Friday?
I played Top Gear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I slept in my car like Clarkson.
That doesn't seem like the
Or like a homeless
idea.
Person.
And I had optioned it. I even inflated my mattress in my car and said, I'm going to stay here. But then another friend of ours had made their tent entirely.
Okay.
Switched to Paul's site, the dry one. I went and looked at that and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stay in this tent. It's 2:30 in the morning. The rain finally stopped. I'm going to crash in this tent.
Did you run that by anyone or did you just decide?
I just did it. I just went in there. It was already assembled. And the next day they came back to see that tent's still there. And I'm like, yeah, I used it. He's like, oh, well, thank God somebody used the tent then. I'm like, yeah, thank you. I appreciate
that.
Didn't
I tell you it was like Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
Someone's sleeping in my tent.
And then I was
It sounds like musical tents.
I was in my tent. I was like, my car is just right.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
So what is it? So you rolled your windows down.
Yep, rolled the windows down.
And you had a tarp over your car.
Yep.
Good idea. How'd that work for
cash
and rain?
It was perfect.
Really?
I didn't have any rain in my car.
That's good to know for the future.
In fact, the next morning, so of course my wife was sleeping in the car with me, and she says, this is the stupidest idea. Why are we doing it? What a terrible idea. And the next morning,
seems right.
One of the rangers drove by, and she looked, and I never realized how close I was to the road or how like perfectly visible you can see me through my windshield, how cozy up in my car. And the rangers drove by, and she was like, she gave me the thumbs up. She's like, that's a smart idea. And then I was like, see Ray? She's like, yeah, right, one person. And then like later on in the day, three little kids going by on their bikes in front of their mom. One little kid turns to the mom and goes, Mom, look, that's really smart. They must be smart. That's really smart. We had water in ours. Like, see? Is everybody
kids are easily impressed though.
That's true. Nah, put up a blue tarp and you're done.
Nah, you're Superman.
It was a good time.
But so we haven't had internet for the last 3 days, so our news is, luckily we did go back and we went through and cycled. We did a quick crash course in the news.
That's true.
Yeah. We put in the effort for you.
That's right.
We do have some, yeah.
Yeah, so our first news story is camping. And things that have to do with camping.
We can check that one off the list.
Oh, yeah. All done.
Yeah.
That was a great news story.
Pouring rain, sleeping in cars, yeah.
And then on the way
Perfect
back.
Perfect weekend.
I'd like to actually talk real quick. We had a bicycle ride.
Yep.
That's another news story. It's very important news. Paul Levesque, bless his soul, is still not dead. Thank God. At one point we're riding and David and I decided we would race a little bit. And Paul was saying, oh, wait, stop. All right, everybody calm down. We all need to calm down. I thought Paul was talking about David and I racing. And at that point, my wife had said, stop, John, stop. And I turned around, and Paul had careened from one side of the road to the other, weaving like a snake video game on a cell phone.
Yeah, I see his headlamp just going directly in the other lane. I'm like, what is he doing? He's like, oh, crap. Like, what is wrong? My handlebars, they're loose! I'm like, this is not good.
I've yet to have a successful bike ride one camping.
Yeah. But before we went, I said, Paul, this is going to be the best bike ride because I guarantee nothing is going to be broken on your bike pedals. and your pedals held together.
True to your word.
Now you took away, you found a way to bend your handlebars completely 90 degrees to the right.
But you didn't expect that.
Yeah, I've seen them corkscrew. I've seen them rotate. I've never seen them just completely bent. One hand is down perfectly below the other hand. I've never seen that.
I've got to tell you, it was terrifying to have that feeling of not being able to control yourself and there being an oncoming car that didn't look like it was interesting in stopping.
We probably passed three cars. One of them was parked.
Yeah.
And Paul almost hit the other two.
Mm-hmm.
It was very kamikaze of you. It was very good. Very impressive. Almost like a man that would jump from a drawbridge or even try to just gas it over the drawbridge.
That is crazy.
Sounds like you have a story there.
Yes. That's absolutely true. That's my sneaky transition.
They're gotta love them.
They have 100% accuracy, too, all the time. We haven't transitioned to the wrong story yet.
Yeah. Let's remake the stories, that's why.
True story.
Yeah, so I was reading up on this guy. He was driving, and he had been driving over a drawbridge, as many of us are prone to do.
I do it at least once a morning.
Just
can't start my day without that drawbridge.
Yeah. And so he had what everybody's fear is. The bridge started to raise as he was on it. And by the time he realized, he was already a significant amount high in the air.
Right.
Yeah. So he only had one way to go, and that was forward. So he gassed it and just gunned it and went. And jumped right over that bridge.
Oh. Now, my question is, they have cameras on all bridges now. Mm-hmm. These things are all monitored.
Oh, yeah. Do we have can get the video. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
It's incredible.
He must have been like, you know what? Someday my grandkids. I mean, a highlight reel for my life right there.
To be fair, it was a jump. He did have to significantly jump. It wasn't a small one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, I would think of it as being like peak.
See, in my head, I'm picturing, what's the movie where they have it and he has to jump it to get away from the police, and he jumps and he makes it and the police can't catch
every him. Cop chase ever.
I believe it was all of them. Yeah, that's true.
So you're picturing all action movies.
Yeah, he went completely Duke Boys on that bridge.
Yep.
Yes.
Very close.
Except he was sensible enough not to have the Confederate flag in the hood.
Yeah.
Different times, man. Yeah, we can't really blame them.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't like that anymore, huh? No. Do you think they can show the Dukes of Hazzard reruns on TV anymore?
Yeah, I do believe they censor it now.
Really? That's crazy. But I guess
we also have, you know, riots in Boston for the Nazis.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world.
They've changed it from the General Lee. I just heard what they did is they changed it to the General Grant. General Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, very much more.
Because the South, big fans of Grant.
Right. That's right. Yes. They like them. You got to root for a winner. America likes a winner.
I know.
America That's loves right. a winner.
We don't like the losers.
Right.
Donald Trump
Except for the
that
biggest
clear.
Loser.
We do like that show sometimes.
Like the biggest loser.
But
America's very confused.
Oh, yes, right yes, the show. That's what I was talking about.
But how are we going to replace all of our Confederate monuments? We have, there's so many of them out there, unfortunately.
I have a suggestion.
What's your suggestion?
I think if you just take 1 second, you just think, boo, here we go right now, boo, here we go right now, and then you just come up with a brain. You come up with a brain thinking. You have.
I'm immediately thinking Missy Elliott.
Exactly.
Is it worth it?
Because
let me work it.
If you do it correct, you can
put that bridge down.
Yeah.
You make it big old, like when she did the thing with the air hose in her jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. Or
okay,
you just reverse it.
Yeah, put your thing down.
You gotta flip it and reverse it.
It's your problem now.
Missy Elliott's home state is actually, they're in the process. There's a petition to replace all of the Confederate, not all of the Confederate.
They should just
I
do
wish
all.
It was all of them.
Just do all.
But no, it's one of the Confederate monuments with a Missy Elliott statue.
Now that's
true. Oh, I thought it was going to be actually Missy Elliott just standing there all the time.
In a gold painted in a gold suit.
She's like, you know, I could watch TV at my house, mm-hmm. or you give me a smartphone, I'll sit atop that concrete brick there.
The world is changing. Yeah.
She's just trying to bring beauty and love to the city, and that's what I appreciate for her. She had many a great hit. Jazzy Jeff was her producer, or at least the Beatsman. They did a great job there.
And I think we can all agree, it is everyone's dream to have a statue of themselves in their home state.
That's true.
Very true. Yeah, I would like to see a Cooley Monument someday.
Get out of Massachusetts.
Oh, it's going to happen. Cooley. You pay attention 5 years from now, you won't be able to escape this face. I'm sorry for that.
But no, that's cool. I wonder what Missy Elliott they would go with. I think the trash bag one.
I was going to say, the blown up track suit was just quintessential. But then she had that other club banger that came out, but then she was very skinny. It looked very different.
Yeah.
I always loved her for her. I don't care what she looks like. I always loved her for her. But I think when I think Missy Elliott, I'm picturing She's doing the Running Man in that blown up trap. I want the fisheye lens. Yeah. Can I get a fisheye monument of her in that very 2002
looking like
it's but if we're doing Missy Elliott, we also have to have that one little girl dancer that she had.
I was gonna say that
that's quintessential. Allison Stoner, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
She's still around. She does stuff. Get her on the phone.
Was it true? You guys can make it work. Another, like maybe like an animatronic.
That would be neat.
Because then you could have some dancing going on.
In that case, we really might as well just hire Missy and Allison to do the whole thing.
They probably could do it. I'm almost positive Allison has time to dance every day.
It is a question.
Isn't she a professional dancer? She's already dancing?
I'm assuming so. Who knows?
Yeah, she's a good dancer.
I have a question. Okay, if we could choose you know, one celebrity to replace a Confederate monument.
Oh, I like this game.
Who would you choose?
Charlie Brown.
You okay? Yes. You were very quick on the draw with that. You've been thinking about this?
Charlie Brown is an everyman in the shape of a bald little boy.
Would you put him on a horse? Or, I offer you, would you have him about to ride on a horse, but then Lucy yanks it away last second?
I don't know how else you would do it.
But would he break his leg? Because that horse falls.
That's too dark, John.
That horse falls a lot bigger than falling from a football. When you try to ride the
Charlie, I thought you meant with a horse break. It's like, then you'd have to put it down. It's a whole big thing.
Glue factory.
That'd be sad. That'd just be sad. David, how about you? Who would you replace a Confederacy with, you know?
I'm not actually sure.
By the way, Confederacy was bad guys from that war that lost.
That's right. We were the Union. But in the South, they'd say that the South won.
I was afraid.
That is a real thing.
David was going to think it was a bank. The Confederate, isn't that the credit union? The Confederate credit union. Yes, I sometimes frequent them.
No, I'm trying to think of somebody good.
All right, then we'll come back to you.
Back to David. I knew what I was worried as soon as you went to David. I was like, oh man, we should have given him a lot more time to think about.
We should probably start rehearsing our stuff.
He didn't have enough cook time on this thing.
I'd go Jackie Chan.
Okay.
I want everybody to be happy. Will you walk past Jackie Chan? Could you do anything besides smile?
Now, can we have him holding an everyday object and protecting a vase at the same time?
Hmm. Not wanting a truck.
He should be holding something expensive?
Yes. He needs to protect something while using an everyday object. You know,
yes.
He has to be a quintessential Jackie Chan.
Yes, I'd like that. Mm-hmm. Would he have the surprised face from that one movie, or would he have his own regular face from every other movie?
I think probably the every other movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to also take this opportunity to stand atop my soapbox and just say, why do every time I see Jackie Chan in a meme, they have that one picture from that one movie? Where he's looking,
that's the funniest one.
Can I just say that I did not know for years that was Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan.
I thought someone just made a random racist picture. It is Jackie Chan. It's a perfect likeness of Jackie Chan.
In that movie, Jackie Chan, Who Am I? Which is kind of silly.
Which is a great movie because it's Jackie Chan.
But my question is, when it was called Jackie Chan, Who Am I? Wouldn't he know?
Is that really the official title of the movie?
That is the official title, yes.
Who am I?
Just like Steven Seagal always used to do, Steven Seagal Under Siege.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Steven Seagal is hard to kill.
Bruce Campbell versus the Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
Yes.
With Bruce Campbell versus
the Army of Darkness. Very good point.
Although Bruce Campbell can get away with whatever he wants. Mm. That man is a national treasure.
Right. He'd be a good one to replace the Confederate statue.
I think that would be fair. Because he did just win a war.
I think we just came up with Dave's answer for him.
He did just win a war against the Evil Dead. If you watch season 2. I don't want to
wreck. He had that wonderful boomstick.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Now that's amazing. He would have his shotgun over his head, like in the picture of Army of Darkness.
That would be a great
one. He should have a chainsaw hand.
I love it.
Chainsaw hand.
I think that's going to be my answer.
Again, you go past the statue like that, you're feeling, wow, I feel like I just seen Jackie Chan. I'm happy.
See, I had a different answer, but I think I like that answer more, so I'm going to steal it.
All right.
And I'm going
to I'd like to know your old answer.
I'm going to give David my answer, because I know it'll be his answer.
Well, no, I actually have my answer now.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, whoa.
If you're going to replace with anybody, I would say the most American thing I could think of, Hulk Hogan.
Really? Okay.
Yes. I'm going to have to say
you can't
no.
get more American
so
than
you replace one
racist. Do you remember why Hogan was banned from wrestling?
Oh.
Zinger.
God.
So this is why we didn't live Dave's answer.
I replaced it, slapped my hands, and go, oh, there you go.
Nope. This is why Dave's answer does not count.
Not the best idea.
I'm happy our volume just went so loud that it crashed so that you couldn't hear that David just said Hulk Hogan.
Well, we just heard you say that David said that, though.
David, can I give you a different answer?
Pre-Hogan saying bad comments.
No, you can't get to
him being a terrible person.
I know, Confederacy being
bad. Could we do Bill Cosby from the Jell-O Shots commercial?
Yeah.
Not what he did
not
to the Jell-O
Shots. No, you can absolutely do that.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Right, no, that's not,
okay,
let
don't
me,
do
let me
that.
Give you an
anybody
out.
I want to choose for
please.
This. That is
instead
my
of digging
not
holes more and more, let me give you an out, David. I'm going to give you the answer that I was going to give to you before.
Paula Deen?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
Nothing's more American than
fine.
That.
At least
true.
He calls people with some...
I mean, we could have come with Kurt Angle if we were going to go with the ball wrestling direction, but...
It's true.
Stone Cold is one tough
Hulk
son of a bitch.
Hulk Hogan was the one you couldn't choose.
Instead of man
Booker T would have been fine.
Instead of man, who cracks beers over his head and then gives the whole crowd the finger. That is a better.
What is more American than that?
How about Ted Kaczynski? Can we just use Ted? The Unabomber, is that guy? Are we still allowed to do that?
All bets are off now.
I'm going with Manson.
You know
just
what?
It's Manson.
Now we just proved why we're not in charge of picking the statues.
Yeah.
We had three great answers, but then we came from a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're saying is that we need to have Dave think of things ahead of time?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Maybe when we play these games, these like games we come up with on the spot, we probably just don't ask.
Well, it's a formula of, oh, who would you pick to yada yada? And then John's always, well, Jackie Chan. You get to me, it's always, oh, what are this going to be? What's it going to be this time?
Yes, David.
David, because you have shitty idols.
David's the wild card.
Jackie Chan, never been racist.
Also, I'm not sure if you know this.
A bad answer.
Jackie Chan,
Charlie Brown saved Christmas.
Charlie Brown.
This is yes.
Not racist.
Even though his last name is Brown.
But that doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
That's just the color.
Go figure.
Jon Snow.
He didn't come from Alaska,
no.
As far as I
know. True story? Jon Snow, not actually a real person.
Are you sure? Somebody's
what
told me.
What an idiot.
Told me he was a good guy.
Yeah.
Know.
Come on.
Also true, he still knows nothing.
Yeah. What else we got?
Oh, so I'm sorry. We've got
yes, we have a podcast going
we were
on.
So
that's
derailed
we
there.
Mm-hmm.
We were so derailed there.
Let's get back on track.
To get back. I'm going to just kind of trail back to where we were.
Mm-hmm.
So Jackie Chan, let's try to use him in other memes besides that one surprised face. I think he's very good. Okay, and that's how I replaced the monument with Missy Elliott, also a good choice.
Oh, great choice.
We like the fact that she's especially in our home state. I think that's fair. Go for it. If we were to pick different people from different states. No, we're not going to play that game. We already ruined that game. That game's off the table. Let's talk about another place that has brilliant statues.
Okay.
A Foxwoods.
Ooh.
I was going to say... Never mind.
Oh, sorry. What were you
going to
say?
I don't know if I want to go the Dave route right now.
No, don't do it.
It's already out there, cool.
Let's not do it.
You've learned.
Let's not do it. Anyway, it's a Foxwoods.
Say whatever you
it's a great
want.
Place. it's a casino in the Northeast. And what you can do is you can gamble.
As with most casinos.
With money.
Yes.
Like most casinos. It
doesn't really differ there.
It is a very large casino.
You could also go out and enjoy a fine dinner with your companion.
Yep.
That's right. They have musical concerts and such.
The Fox Theater might have Jetpack Superheroes if they hear this.
If they'd like to ask.
And we'll just hope they fast forward through the last segment. And we'll just keep on going. But they're actually in. It's what a wonderful place to be, and what a wonderful time to be alive.
What is it? So you were telling me they're gonna let me do more than just gamble and eat, though.
They
and
not
watch
only
shows.
They have a historical Pequot Museum for the Indians.
Very good.
Your daddy's gonna love that. But now they have thrill rides.
Ooh!
Yeah. Oh, that is quite a gamble.
It's gonna be you gamble with your life, and then you gamble with some money, and then you gamble with your colon.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you should probably gamble with your life last.
Just in case
that gamble doesn't pay out.
Right, you don't want to miss out on the other gambles.
But yeah, a thrill ride does make a lot of sense at a casino.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of children that go, and then the poor things can't even gamble. Which, that's... Let's
those
not
poor
get
kids,
debate.
How dare they
the
not waste money they don't have.
Let's not get in that debate. we already started one debate. A little.
They do have an arcade. However, they're video
so
games,
small.
And it hasn't been updated since, like, 1995.
No.
Which is when all the best games existed in the arcades.
Thank God for them. Lucky for them.
Yeah.
No, I feel like they need more to make it a family-oriented casino.
Okay.
You know, we don't have Las Vegas, that family-oriented casino city. We have two casinos really close together, and then we have, like, Twin River, which is not a family.
Which is not even really a casino.
At all. Don't bother going there with a family.
No.
They won't like it. Only the older kids will have fun. The younger kids stuck in the door, you can't get in. It's a disappointment.
Mm.
But this one's got it's gonna have that. It's gonna add it in.
You guys took me to Foxwoods for my bachelor party.
It
I wish they had
time.
The thrill rides back then.
That would have been awesome.
I wouldn't
they...
have gone on them. But I was
true.
Like,
now I don't know if you know this, but simple rule to get a bachelor party again: get divorced.
Oh,
get married again.
Life tip.
I'm pretty sure. pretty sure Katie would be okay with that if you told her the reason why.
Mm. I could also just go to Foxwoods.
You could do that,
and
too.
If you remind her she would get another wedding shower if she gets proposed to again.
Well,
there's a lot of win-wins in this situation.
I haven't seen it down.
But no, no.
You guys, signed a prenup, right?
Yeah.
All right,
well,
so
if you just
there's another up there. Next time you can do it right.
There we go.
It's perfect.
But yeah, no, thrill rides would be awesome.
That'd be
fun. Because there wasn't, you know, there's not much to do outside of just gambling in the casino.
That's right. If you're not going off a 500-foot drop, you don't really want to spend the money, right?
You're eating, you get gambling. Now you're eating and thrill rides, which is way worse.
We've got a few casinos coming our way, hopefully, in the near future.
Oh, please.
We've got one in Tiverton, definitely, and then one potentially in Taunton.
Tiverton's going to be the best, scariest city to drive through. I can't wait. Have you ever been to Tiverton on purpose?
Nope.
Not yet, you haven't. You will.
I've never even heard of Tiverton on purpose.
That's a good place.
Right.
Exactly. No, I think I'm worried that Disney's going to start trying to, like, they're going to add a casino.
Oh.
Just to, like, try to compete with all the other casinos.
You say that like it would be a bad thing.
I know, because I'm hoping that reverse psychology, they add a casino. They're like, we're not listening.
Mickey, make it happen.
These guys don't know what they're talking about. Listen to what kind of things they want to do with Confederate flags. Because that's from the South.
No.
They don't like us up here. That's okay. I think that'd be a good idea. It'd almost be just as good as idea of having artificial intelligence. Wait, we talked about this.
I was going to say, I thought.
Yes.
We did talk about this one. That was when Elon Musk came out and said, artificial intelligence is a bad idea, and they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some news. Elon Musk's artificial intelligence just recently beat some esports players.
La gasp!
Wait, why is he having artificial intelligence if he said it wasn't a bad idea?
That's the news story.
Sorry, if he said it wasn't a good idea.
He says, this is a bad idea. And then somebody must have bet him.
He
was like, all right, look. Real quick, turn it on. Let him play against me in Madden. If I win, then fine. If you win, your robot inherits the Earth.
Now, I'm pretty sure what Elon Musk had meant was it's not okay for us to have AI.
Oh, that's true.
But he's Elon Musk. That's he can true. Do whatever he wants.
He does have a lot more money than me.
He wants to automate everything. So
he automated Tesla. How's that
cars, the tubes. What's that tube he wants to make?
The hotel tube.
Oh, yeah. It's like a super subway.
Yeah.
Not a sandwich shop, but like a super actual quick.
Oh, not the moving hotel rooms?
No.
Not that one? He's also working on that.
He's working on that.
This is the Hyperloop is what
the Hyperloop, yeah. That's what it's called. Yes. Yeah, he's got a lot of cool ideas, but he's also got the when he took the Tesla and then he made it into just a regular old sedan, I lost a lot of faith in his judgment, lost a lot of faith in his inventorial skills.
And now he's starting a new AI company.
Now he's going to start an AI company. It's just going to, hopefully the AI is going to get smart enough to go, listen, Elon, look, we looked at your last plans for this Tesla, and it's not good.
We would recommend making it not a sedan.
Look, I don't even have squishy bits, but it does nothing to them. And then like he'd be like, wow, if a robot told me it doesn't do nothing with squishy bits, that must be a suck car.
Why do you think he's having it play esports?
I don't
That doesn't know. Seem like it would progress.
There's
any
way
of
more
his
money
goals.
In horse racing.
Mm.
I'd have done like I haven't learned to bet on horse races the right way.
Actually, I don't know.
Well, there's no right way to bet on horse races. There's really no algorithm or anything that you can put in.
So you say.
Coolie, we're going to go and we're going to invest your future. You're going to be so well off or bad. I don't know. There's really no way to invest right in a horse race. I just found out. Now, speaking of Coolie's future, I'd like to take a second. Coolie's future, Coolie has some news.
Really?
Yes. So, I met a woman.
What?
And things got... Oh, not that story?
No, we'll save that for next week. No, the one
yes,
you made me
suspense.
Write down here on the list says Cooley's grandma right here on the list.
Yes. My grandmother's turning 75 soon.
So
the beginning
happy
of October.
Birthday.
Yeah.
So,
Cooley's grandma.
So, yeah, technically we have a month until that happens, but you know, that's minor detail. So,
doesn't seem that big of a deal anymore.
Happy very early birthday.
No, I'm still
staying.
As a man, I stand by
75. You don't know what's going to happen next month.
I'm going to stand by what I said as a man. As a happy birthday.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah. Grandma.
That's right. She is so cool. She's frozen.
What's the day?
She's not actually frozen. She's still
alive.
Don't worry.
Okay. I'm glad she is. So what's the day that she's turning? She's turning 75.
So some point in October. Again, minor details. We'll figure is that it, all out it, going is forward.
It next month.
Coolio, you're going to wait to go home, find a cake, and be like, happy birthday, Nana. How are you?
I have to get her a cake now?
Shit.
She doesn't bake her own?
Whoops. At 75, you shouldn't.
Well, to be a good grandson, yeah, Coolio.
Well, it sounds like you've got some work to do.
Yeah, you do.
No, I think that's great.
Got some phone calls to make, some apologies to say.
And in the meantime, I think we serenade the people.
I think we serenade the people.
All right.
We've decided that we don't want to just keep on playing the same old songs over and over. So what we're going to do is we're going to play...
it's the same.
Elvis. Yeah.
Old song.
But, that's going to be coming
with
up.
A different meaning since you've been gone.
Wait, is that written, copywritten?
That might be.
Scratch that.
Yep.
We were under 15 seconds, so we're safe.
Yep.
I completely made that one up on my own.
Yes, it didn't sound anything like Elton John.
No.
We'll perform a Jetpack Superhero song.
Let's play a song.
Thanks so much for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you soon. Don't forget, if you want to share this part out, you totally can. And we'll keep on waiting until next time.
Big
Wet Smooth. I keep on talking over Paul every time it says big.
Big.
It's kind of funny.
Dream big. Big wet smooches.
Big smooches.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Baby, I would kill for you. I do every time you see a spider. Follow you anywhere. You're going down the tampon aisle. I'll be right behind you. You are kind of tallest mountain. And I do when I climb over your shoe pile. You I walk across the world. I feel like we do your shop. And I walk a million miles over. They say love is blind. And after watching your TV shows, I know they suck. And it's gotta be true. Cause I do anything. I'd do anything. I'd even watch the time to be. Cause I said I'd do anything. Cause I'd do anything for you. I would even steal for you. I'd do a take your breath away. Cause I'm good looking. For you I'd face certain death. And I do every time I let you do the cooking. You're never gonna make you sad. You say, is that girl prettier than me? Then I would just lie to your face. Cause you have faced the biggest beast. And I do every time your mom comes to my place. Never gonna leave your side. And that includes when you go into the bathroom. I know that might be weird and gross for you. Cause I'd do anything. I'd do anything. I'd even get you to a fancy restaurant back. Cause I would do anything. Cause I'd do anything for you. I'll be with you through thick and thin. And I don't just mean the physical shape you're in. I'll be with you for the rest of my life. Cause I'd do anything. I'd do anything. Cause I'm here when I say I will do anything. I'll be giving you a week and I'll do anything as long as you.